USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senator Lindsey Graham, while speaking on Fox News, said he doesn't want to see U.S. boots on the ground in Ukraine, but has called for a no-fly zone if Vladimir Putin orders chemical weapons strikes.
So I will be dead set against any deal that requires the Ukrainian people to recognize half of the Ukraine belongs to Russia by force of arms. And if there's any chemical weapons used by Putin, that would be a war crime, and I would be supportive of a no-fly zone as response to that. You see war crimes being committed in front of you on television every day.
China has now placed all 17 million residents of one of its biggest cities under lockdown as virus cases continue to double nationwide to nearly 3,400, and anxiety mounts in that area over the resilience of its zero COVID approach in the face of the worst outbreak in 2 years. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Arrests and deportations by U.S. Immigration and Customs officials plummeted in fiscal year 2021 as the agency entered what it calls a new era under the Biden administration, which directed officers to focus on detaining immigrants with serious criminal convictions. ICE deportation officers arrested 74,082 immigrants in fiscal year 2021, which ended in October, a 28% drop from 2020, when arrests also decreased sharply because of the start of the coronavirus pandemic. The agency carried out 59,011 deportations in 2021, an all-time low, even though more people are coming into the country illegally. A car crashed into a Washington, D.C. restaurant, sending 8 people to the hospital. One person identified as an adult female had died, and 4 others have life-threatening injuries, according to D.C. police officials. All of the victims who have been identified as adults were outside eating at the restaurant at the time of the crash. 3 other people were assessed at the scene and not taken to the hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
It looks like a local zoo's CEO owes the government a whole lot of money.
A former chief executive officer has agreed to repay hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium after audits concluded that improper spending and questionable business practices cost the institution more than $630,000. The zoo's board of directors announced approval of a settlement with former CEO Thomas Stoth for $400,000, which an August 2021 forensic audit said he received inappropriately. In January, the zoo announced settlements with 2 other former top officials. An investigation found those zoo officials allowed relatives to live in houses owned or controlled by the zoo and sought tickets for family members to zoo entertainment events. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
The International Criminal Court has opened an investigation into the war in Ukraine as pressure mounts to prosecute Russian President Vladimir Putin as a war criminal. On CBS, Stephen Rapp, former U.S. Ambassador at Large for War Crimes, was asked, how does that come about?
The first way that they can build it, and it may be sufficient in this case, they can look at the pattern of the attack. It would mean that he's an international pariah. It also means that he can't travel anywhere, no more summits, because he'd be putting himself in danger.
The case against Putin could come together quickly as the list of alleged violations grows. The bombing of a maternity hospital, the shelling of civilian targets, and an attack on a nuclear power plant. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.